Good morning. I'm Chris Parks with a check of news here on KJAN. The Red Oak Police Department reports the arrest of a Red Oak woman on Friday on charges stemming from a November 25th incident. At 8:24 p.m. on Friday, officers arrested 18-year-old Kara Bell Hale of Red Oak on charges of third-degree burglary and fourth-degree criminal mischief. The charges are the result of an incident that happened on Wednesday in the 400 block of Highland Avenue in Red Oak. Hale was taken to the Montgomery County Law Enforcement Center and held on $5,000 cash bond. The Creston Police Department reports a Northeast Iowa man was arrested early on Thursday morning on a drug charge and for an outstanding warrant. And the 48-year-old Roger Stedman of Sumner was arrested around 1 a.m. at 806 Laurel in Creston. Stedman was charged with possession of a controlled substance and arrested on a Brammer County warrant for a probation violation. He was released on $1,000 bond for the Union County charge and then transferred to the custody of the Brammer County deputies for the probation violation charge. Arrested Thursday afternoon in Creston was 25-year-old Noel Ornelas of Creston, who faces a charge of simple domestic assault. Ornelas was being held in the Union County Jail awaiting a bond hearing. And Thursday night, 37-year-old Lacey Fowler of Creston was arrested at 900 Sycamore Street in Creston for allegedly assaulting a police officer. Fowler was later released from the Union County Jail on a $1,000 bond. A fire interrupted holiday shopping at a West Des Moines Target on Thanksgiving night. Greg Jones, deputy chief of the West Des Moines Fire Department, said the fire was near a fryer. He said the building was evacuated around 8:30 p.m. on Thursday. No injuries were reported and the damage to the store was minimal. Jones said the employees had mostly extinguished the fire by the time crews arrived. Store executive team leader Tracy Page said the store was set to open at 4 a.m. on Friday. The perishables department will be closed. Authorities say a man has been injured following a shooting in Fort Dodge. Police say the shooting was reported around 2 a.m. Friday near a business. Officers found 25-year-old Damal Clayton with multiple gunshot wounds. The Messenger reports that Clayton was eventually transported to a Des Moines hospital in stable but serious condition. Additional information was not released. Authorities say they're seeking a 22-year-old male suspect in connection with the shooting. Also in other news, a state grant of more than $154,000 will be used to repair the historic Ned Ashton House in Iowa City and make landscaping improvements. The goal is to preserve the house's historic architecture and integrity and turn the house and park into a destination spot. The home was built in 1947 by Edward L. Ned Ashton, who was a professor of civil engineering at the University of Iowa from 1943 to 1957. Ashton designed several bridges over the Mississippi River and is considered a pioneer in the design of welded plate girder bridges. The property was damaged from the 2008 flooding. Iowa City bought it in 2011 and has since used it as a special events facility and community center. And the Cass County Health System is partnering with the Atlantic Area Chamber of Commerce to sponsor the annual Angel or Angels of Christmas. The Angel of Christmas is a tradition in Atlantic, recognizing and thanking area residents who symbolize the true meaning of the season. Angels exemplify the true holiday spirit all year long, putting others first, spreading generosity, and sharing the holiday spirit with everyone they meet. In 2015, Steve Livengood was the Angel of Christmas. He hand-built a remarkable oak chair for Santa and his visitors at the city park. Also, Livengood serves many hours at the Armory and coordinates the Salvation Army Bell Ringer program. Nominations for the Christmas Angel You Know are due to the Atlantic Area Chamber of Commerce by December 1st at noon. This year's Angel will be announced at the holiday concert on December 6th at 3 p.m. Nominate by submitting brief comments about this person to the Atlantic Area Chamber of Commerce or email chamber at atlanticiowa.com. You can contact the chamber with any questions as well at 243-3017. Let's look at some of the latest news here this morning. Now taking a look at your funeral announcements. Joyce J. Crow, age 75, of Guthrie Center, died on Sunday in Guthrie Center. Funeral services for Joyce J. Crow will be held today at 10:30 a.m. at the First United Methodist Church in Guthrie Center. Twig Funeral Home in Guthrie Center has the arrangements. Joanne Lorraine McCluskey Dean, age 84, of Griswold, died Tuesday at home. A mass of Christian burial for Joanne Dean will be held on today at 11 a.m. at the Our Lady of Grace Catholic Church in Griswold. Dune Funeral Home Griswold has arrangements. Patricia Rose Jensen, age 86, a lifelong Avoca and Shelby area resident, died Monday at her home in Shelby. A mass of Christian burial for Patricia Jensen will be held today at 11 a.m. at St. Mary's Catholic Church in Avoca. Polly Jones Funeral Home Avoca has arrangements. Daniel Allen Shimorowski, age 26, of Clinton, died Monday. A memorial service for Daniel Shimorowski will be held today at 11 a.m. at Polly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. Travis Dwayne Peterson, age 44, of Griswold, died November 20th at home. Memorial services for Travis Peterson will be held today at 12:30 p.m. at the Elks Lodge in Atlantic. Hockerberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic has the arrangements. So we will have an update on that one for you as well. Marlo W. Wepler, age 81, of Lewis, died Monday at the University of Nebraska Medical Center in Omaha. Funeral services for Marlo Wepler will be held today at 2 p.m. at the United Congregational Methodist Church in Lewis. Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic has the arrangements. Esther A. Severin, age 82, of Atlantic, died November 16th at the Heritage House in Atlantic. Celebration of Life Memorial Services for Esther Severin will be held on Monday at 10:30 a.m. at the Bowman Chapel United Methodist Church in rural Guthrie County. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon has the arrangements. And an update on that other Travis, Dwayne Peterson, age 44, of Griswold, died Friday at home. Memorial services for Travis Peterson will be held today at 12:30 at the Elks Lodge in Atlantic. A memorial service will also be held for his Griswold Community School District co-workers and friends and his other friends and relatives at 4 p.m. on Monday at the Central Church of Christ in Griswold. Hockenberry Family Care in Atlantic has those arrangements. Janet Dean Dotzler, age 72, of Defiance, died Thursday at Myrtu Medical Center in Harlan. A mass of Christian burial for Janet Dotzler will be held on Monday at 11 a.m. at St. Peter's Catholic Church in Defiance. Polly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has the arrangements. Doreen Peterson, age 52, of Avoca and formerly of Council Bluffs, died Tuesday at the Avoca Nursing and Rehab Center. Celebration of Life service for Doreen Peterson will be held on Monday from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. at Hockerberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic. Margaret Ann Plum, age 75, of Harlan, died Thursday at the Elmcrest Retirement Community in Harlan. Funeral services for Margaret Ann Plum will be held on Monday at 11 a.m. at Polly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. Richard Dick Borst, age 62, of Greenfield, died Thursday at home. Funeral services for Dick Borst will be held on Monday at 1 p.m. at the Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield. And also, Anna M. Reha, age 71, of Adair, died Thursday at Mercy Hospice in Johnston. Mass of Christian burial for Anna M. Reha will be held on Tuesday, 10:30 a.m. at the All Saints Catholic Church in Stewart. Hockerberry Family Care Funeral Home in Adair has the arrangements. Melvin K. Dinison, age 73, of Harlan, died Friday in Omaha. Funeral services for Melvin K. Dinison will be held on Tuesday at 10:30 a.m. at Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home in Harlan. Irene Elizabeth Huebner, age 97, of Harlan, died on Friday at the Elmcrest Retirement Community in Harlan. Mass of Christian burial for Irene Elizabeth Huebner will be held on Tuesday at 11 a.m. at St. Michael's Catholic Church in Harlan. Polly Jones Funeral Home Harlan has arrangements. Gary Doc Coonsey, age 70, of Atlantic, died Monday at the Heart Hospital in Lincoln, Nebraska. Memorial services for Gary Doc Coonsey will be held on Saturday, December 5th at the Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic. Details are pending. Viral Cadwell, age 95, of Manila, died Wednesday at the Eventide Nursing Home in Denison. Funeral services for Viral Cadwell will be held on Saturday, December 5th at 10:30 a.m. at the United Church in Manila. OD Funeral Home in Manila has the arrangements. Aunt Thelma Jean Gravely, age 68, of Harlan, died on Thursday at Myrtu Medical Center in Harlan. No services are planned for Thelma Gravely. Polly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has the arrangements. And Joe Dorsey, age 82, of Greenfield, died Thursday at the Adair County Memorial Hospital in Greenfield. Funeral services for Joe Dorsey are pending at Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield. and Mildred Wenzel, age 96, of Apache Junction, Arizona, formerly of Manila, died Friday at Promise Hospital in Mesa, Arizona. Funeral services for Mildred Wenzel are pending at Odie Funeral Home in Manila. That's your news and funeral announcements here on KJAN. I'm Chris Parks, KJAN News.